Welcome to the Child Mentoring Fortress right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am Antonia, and I have an encouraging little story to share with you before we open up today's episode on eight principles for a confidence life. I wrote it out like that. That's how it came out. A confidence life, confidence. We're building confidence. In any stage, it doesn't have to be at a young age. You know, this is where we should learn self-confidence in our young age. But it can be at any age. We should be building an amount of self-confidence life. That's a kind of a new kind of what do you want to say? A little tagline: self-confidence life. A little building a self-confidence life. It's like flows right off your tongue. So again, I welcome everyone, whether young or old, to the Child Mentoring Fortress, and I hope that you enjoy what you are hearing today. Hearing today, if you're hearing this live, or if you're hearing it out of the archives, welcome. And my prayer for you is that your heart is encouraged, whether young or old. This is brand new. This is all brand new here on Blog Talk Radio. I have another broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, but this is my new baby here, Child Mentoring Fortress. And so this is all brand new. And so as time goes on, we all will know what the plan here in the Child Mentoring Fortress is. But for right now, it's to get some encouragement out there to the youth. So if you just happen to find this by mistake, it was really no mistake, because God probably led you here because you know somebody. You know a young person. Maybe you know a young adult or a young person that could use some encouragement. So you can send them here to the Child Mentoring Fortress here on Blog Talk Radio. And so for now, this is all my instructions is that if you caught this by mistake, it is no mistake. If you know a young person, please send them here to get some encouragement, to get some encouraging words. We know the youth and young adults nowadays, they need all the encouragement and help that they can get. And so if you listen to my last episode I had when I first debuted here, I tried to talk to both sides, the parents and the children. It's very important that we give our children the nurturing and the encouragement that we can give them. And I said to the children that if they couldn't get it from their parents, that they need to seek it out. They need to find somebody that can encourage them and keep them encouraged and give them the attention that they need. And so here on Blog Talk Radio, the Child Mentoring Fortress is doing just that. We are a source that a child can go to be encouraged. So let me open up with a little story before I go into the eight principles. It's about a policeman named Roger. He's the local policeman and the school liaison officer. And so he was in the school that he's the liaison officer in, and a little girl approached him, and she asked him, "Are you a policeman?" So she just came right out and said, "You know," she asked if he was a policeman, and he says yes. He answered yes, and he smiled back at her. And then the little girl says, "My mom says that if I ever am in trouble, that I ought to ask a policeman for help. Is that true?" And the policeman answered back, "Of course." And then the little girl said back to him, "Well, then will you please tie my shoelace? Can you just see that little scene at a school, a little child coming up to the policeman, asking if he was a policeman, and that, she was told by her mother that she should go to a policeman for help." What did she do? She needed help tying her shoes. That was brought to my attention this morning before I came on this episode. I realized that's like all of us, isn't it? We are supposed to approach God in a childlike manner. We are like a little child We are like that little child that went up to the policeman. Well, then can you please tie my shoe? And the Lord, you know, and so that's the attitude that we have should have with the Lord. But how many of us really do that? I mean, how many of us really go to God in that capacity? Lord, I know actually we all should say we were all taught to go to the Lord in time of need, right? We all should be taught that, right? But some aren't. But I'm finding some wisdom in this little cute little story to say here in the Child Mentoring Fortress here on this episode about the 8 principles of self-confidence. How many of us go in that childlike manner to God and say, Lord, help me. Help me with this so I can be confident. Something to think about. This is something to think about. Okay, so I wrote a book, and in my book I give 8 principles in the beginning of how we can be assured of a free life. Remember, Jesus came to free us. Jesus came to free us. We are free. We are free. And aren't you free? All you young people, and you know, you are free to make your choices how you want to. So how do you know what to make, you know, so this is another question. You know, as you're building your self-confidence, how do you know what's good for your life? How do you know what's good for your life? How do you know what to accept in your life and what to keep out of your life? And, you know, and so that's what a lot of young people struggle with, what is good and what is bad. And sometimes we don't always make the right choices. But the bottom line is that Jesus, there was somebody, your Savior, there was the Son of God that came to free you and to free your life, to become who you are meant to be. Some of us don't always get that till later on in life. Do you know who you were meant to be? Do you know who you were created to be? Most young adults do not. If you ask them what do they want in life, they don't know. And so if you don't know who you are, see, where does your self-confidence lie? Where does your self-confidence lie? And this is where a lot of young people and young adults, they start to falter into trouble because they don't know who they are. And their self-confidence is in all the wrong things. And so these principles that I'm going to give to you today, they were given to me by one of my pastors, past pastors, that he now is deceased. But he saw this while he was studying, growing up into the ministry, and so he gave them to me, passed them on to me. And so now I'm passing them on to you. And I think that if you really, again, you might have to go back over this episode, but the bottom line is if you really take time to really understand these 8 principles, it'll give you a solid foundation to know who you are, to gain you that self-confident life, that self-confidence life, self-confidence. See, where it's self-confidence life. It's a life of self-confidence that we all need. We all need. Why? Because if we don't gain some self-confidence along the way, our life will falter somewhere along the way. A warning for anybody that is listening, young or old, if you don't gain some self-confidence life now, somewhere along the way now, somewhere up the road, you will falter. You will fall into a trap. So you must know who you are and where you're going. And you must pay attention to your dreams. A lot of us in our young days, in our youth, we have dreams, and then what? We falter, right? Because we don't have the self-confidence, we faltered, so we grow up not gaining our dreams, and then we're miserable in our old age. This is kind of the atmosphere here in the Child Mentoring Fortress here on Blog Talk Radio. That is the atmosphere here in the Child Mentoring Fortress here on Blog Talk Radio. We are trying to gain some wisdom, some knowledge and understanding to the young people, the youth, before they get into that middle age, older age, where they faltered and then they grow up in regret, which, remember, God didn't call us to live a life of regret. We are not to live a life of regret, but we are supposed to live a full, rich life, full of joy. And that means somewhere you have to learn some self-confidence and knowing who you are, to know where your life is headed, and that it has a purpose. Every life here on earth has a purpose. And so this is what we do here in the Child Mentoring Fortress on Blog Talk Radio. We give a child some self-confidence, some wisdom, some understanding, some knowledge in God, how they can secure their life, how they can have their life solidly grow up, a solid life that when they approach their adult years, they are not going to falter and regret anything. So again, if you were kind of led here by mistake, you saw this by mistake or whatever, it's no mistake, please lead a child here. You must know a child that needs some guidance. And again, this is what we do here on Blog Talk Radio in the Child Mentoring Fortress. We guide children. We guide the youth. We give them some solid principles to live on, and we give them the encouragement and the nurturing that they need. Today's lesson is 8 principles for self-confidence. And what I might do is just, we'll see how my time goes. I didn't want to make it too long in case, a youth can't sit that long. I know that the youth cannot sit that long. So I wanted to keep it under an hour. So what I'm going to do is go over the principles. I'm just going to go over them real quickly, like introduce them. And then I believe that I'm going to come back in the next episode and elaborate on them. And, so that's the plan for today. We'll just go over the 8 principles really fast, for clarity, for understanding, and then I'm going to go into a detail in another episode. And that way, actually what I could do too is take each principle and then explain it out in other episodes. So again, the point of the Child Mentoring Fortress here in Blog Talk Radio is not to have a long episode because, children, young adults don't like to sit that long. Just, it's enough for them to hear, to understand, to plant some seeds into them. Again, if you know somebody, please send them here. Pass this along to them. The first principle is to stay away from becoming dogmatic. Dogmatic. Oh my. That's kind of a word that's been around, dogmatic. Self-confidence is knowing who you are does not happen with a strong doctrine, strong church doctrine. But I'm going to say doctrine, philosophies. Nowadays, I have to outstretch that because a lot of youth don't grow up with strong doctrines. I was brought up in the Catholic Church. I was brought up in a strong dogmatic Roman Catholic doctrine. So I'm going to stretch that a little bit. Self-confidence cannot come. It cannot come when you are stuck in some strong philosophy. Okay, again, I'm going to go over these, and then I think that what I'm going to do is take 8 more episodes and give examples and explain them out. This is very important information. Again, if you know a child, if you're listening and you know somebody that can benefit by these teachings, please send them here to the Child Mentoring Fortress here on Blog Talk Radio. The number to call in, it's always great to take calls because a lot of people don't always understand or they can add to the information. So if you have some added information, you can call in, or if you have a question, a legitimate question regarding the material, please call in at 845-241-9946. So the number to call in with added information or to voice an opinion or to give a testimony, please call 845-241-9946. That is a call-in number to call in and to be a part of this great thing that God is doing right now here in the Child Mentoring Fortress here on Blog Talk Radio. So the number again to call and participate, 845-241-9946. And please, you can call that number to find out when I'm going to be scheduled on. You can call in that number to find out when my episodes are scheduled. So that's some extra helpful information. So the first thing is to gain self-confidence. You cannot be grounded in any dogmatic. See, anything dogmatic, anything strong, and I think, I don't know, I feel like I said this before. I don't know if I said this in the last episode, or maybe not. Maybe I said it on my other broadcast. But it's a proven fact that you cannot, no one can grow up in some strong doctrine, because it pulls on you, it weighs on you, and it sways you. Okay? And again, at another date, we're going to go into this more thoroughly. But for right now, the first principle is stay away from strong teachings. Stay away from strong teachings, you know, like in a view or in light of one thing. Like in the Roman Catholic Church, it's all strong doctrine towards a Roman Catholic Church. And so again, this is a warning. This is kind of a warning. This is a warning. It's not good to be brought up in some strong philosophy. Stay away from strong philosophies. The next, second principle is you must reassess yourself. You must reassess yourself. When you are growing up, you know, when you are growing, I don't think that a lot of children will reassess themselves, but you know what? I'm going to reiterate this principle to the young person when I explain this one out, because it is good for a young person to know where they're at all times, and reassess, meaning they need to reassess the information that they've been given. I believe it's important. See, the children in the 21st century, the children of this generation right now, they're not dumb people. Any young person that's listening right now, you're not stupid. You're very intelligent. You're very intelligent, and you need to take some time to reassess the information that people give you, even in school. You need to take time to rehash out what this information that you have been given, and don't accept something that doesn't apply to your life. This is a very important thing, that from time to time we need to reassess ourselves, reassess where we are. You know, we don't think a young person needs to reassess themselves and see what they're doing wrong. And so this is very big encouragement for the young person, because they don't do nothing wrong. See, they're still learning. They're still at an age to learn. But any information given to them, they can reassess it and make it, you know, tailor-made to their own life. Is what, do you see what I'm saying? As they're growing, they're going to get information. You know, and their minds are, you know, they can't have their mind set on one thing. Their mind cannot be set, is what I'm saying to the youth. Any young person that's listening right now, your mind cannot be set right now on one way. That's why you have to reassess things as you're growing up, because you're growing and you're changing. And so you always have to rearrange your thoughts. Rearrange your thoughts as you're growing up. Some information, you know, was handed to you when you were a small child. It cannot hold water as you're going into high school. What you had in grade school doesn't hold water for you for high school. You must reassess what you're doing. Reassess the information that you were given at one time, and then update it. So always update your information. Date your lessons that you've been taught. You might have been taught something as a child, but you can't have your mind set on a childlike, you know, a child child status. I want to say child status, because you're growing up into adulthood, and you must have your mind now set on the adulthood. So don't have, you know, your mind set on one way. You must always be open for growth. Always have your life open for growth. So that's why it's an assessment. Assessing what information you were given at one time, and then update it for your life going into growth. growth. You're going into growth. You're getting older. You're going into a new stage. If you're going, you know, you weren't the same as you were in grade school as you are in high school. So you have to leave. You have to leave the door open for some growth. And the growth only comes when you can reassess what you think, when you can assess what you think. So always reassess what you think and what you thought at one time to where you are now. And again, I'm going to go over that at another date, showing you how you can reassess your thoughts and your thinking. But right now, just understand that you must reassess yourself. You can't have a same mindset as how you were in grade school to how you're going into high school. There has to be some room to grow. And then as you get out of when you get out of high school, you're going to have to leave, again, reassess your life to go into your adulthood. And anybody that's catching this that likes what I'm saying for your adulthood, we have to reassess. See, when you get to your adulthood, and if you haven't grown, if you haven't reassessed your life and your thinking and the ways you do things, when you get to the adulthood, this becomes a chore. This becomes a more of a chore because you have many more years, much more lessons, much more, you know, much more. It's more. But if anybody's hearing this as an adult to this episode, you have to reassess how you grew up, what your thoughts are. Did your thoughts move you into a different life as you aged? You know, the whole bottom line is there's got to be growth in your life. You have to grow. There's got to be some growth. And the only way you can grow is keep your thoughts fresh. Keep your thoughts fresh and of the time that you're in now. Like I said, we don't act like the Apostle Paul said. You know, when he was a child, he acted like a child. But then when he grew up, he put away the things of a child. This is about reassessing your life. This is all part about reassessing your life. You really have to realize that you can't stay the same. There's got to be some growth. And then that's all I'm going to say right now so we can move on to the other ones. I will come back at a later date and explain this one out. The third principle is, do you really know what you really need in your life? Who are you trusting to fulfill your needs? And it's funny that the Lord had showed me that little joke about the little funny story about the policeman and the child. Because this is kind of on the same principle, just what that little story was in the beginning I told. Who are you relying on? Who are you relying and trusting in your life? And do you know what you need? What do you need? Do you know? A lot of us grow up and we don't know what we need. We know we need money, right? Money isn't everything. I was talking to a new friend I met. And for the last week, that's all she's been talking about is money. And she's so wound up by it. You see how money can wind you up? She was so wound up. She was so wound up. And then the other day, I just had to tell her to be calm. She was getting herself so wound up over this money issue. See, and so that's a testament that I'm testifying to is if you don't know what you need in your life, is money really what she needed in her life? See, if money really was what she needed in her life, she wouldn't have been so wound up and hyped up. So, see, hear what I'm saying. I'm saying, do you know what you need? If you know what you need in your life, then you'll be calm about it. See, calm. It'll bring a calm. It'll bring a peace. Because what you'll be doing is you're going to be trusting in who? Not, you should be trusting in the Lord above. You should be trusting in faith. Trusting in God in faith to bless you with what you need. And this is going to be a whole big lesson too that I'm going to be teaching on. This is very great. This is a very great principle here to gain self-confidence. When you can know what you need, when you can understand your needs for your life and know who you're trusting to fulfill them, when you can go in faith to God, just like that I was saying in the beginning when I said that little story about the child, that's like us. We need to really understand that sometimes we go in childlike form to God to ask Him to fulfill our needs. So again, this You know, I forgot I wrote that, and the Lord just showed me that little story about the child approaching the policeman, but that matches up perfectly to number three, to the third principle, that you really need to know what you need in your life. See, that little girl that little girl knew what she needed. She needed her shoe tied, and she remembered her mother saying to ask a policeman for help if she needed help. And that matches perfectly with this third principle. Do we know what we need? And if we know what we need, we will go to the right person, right? God Almighty, God, your Father in heaven. We have a Father in heaven. And that's another thing that needs to be worked on with the youth, you young people and young adults. You have to realize that we have a Father in heaven. We have a Father in heaven. How much more will he give to you, your Father in heaven? If your parents gave you good things here on earth, how much more can your Heavenly Father give to you? So stay tuned for that lesson. That's going to be a beauty of a lesson. For the fourth principle of gaining confidence life, a confidence life, is are you allowing the Holy Spirit to help direct your decisions? Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you in general? This again, I'm going to introduce the Holy Spirit to everyone. I believe that faith is very important. I said in the last episode, my debut episode, that you do need principles, faith. You need, what did I say? You needed rules and principles to live by. You needed some faith bases. You needed a faith base. You need a solid foundation. And it's the Holy Spirit that can bring you a foundation. So I'm going to be introducing the Holy Spirit to everyone, and so 3 and 4 probably will go together. Who are you believing in? Who are you trusting in? You young people, young adults, you need to realize that you need to have a faith in God, and you need to realize that you were given a gift, the Holy Spirit, and it's through the Holy Spirit that He will guide you. He will guide your dreams. He will guide you into the life that you need. He will guide you and bring you self-confidence. You know, he is part of the ingredient to self-confidence. So that is something to think about for some people that haven't grown up in the church, haven't probably went to church much, haven't had a chance to even read a Bible. This is all what we're going to do here in the Child Mentoring Fortress here in Blog Talk Radio, to try to introduce the youth to a faith, belief, and trust in God, the Father alone, understanding what Jesus Christ freed us. We are free indeed to live a life as we choose. But are you choosing to live the life of freedom, of true freedom? True freedom isn't just going wild because you can here in America or wherever you live. Freedom. There is a way to live in true freedom, and we'll be going over that. And we need the help of the Holy Spirit. We need a spiritual guidance. It's very important that we have spiritual guidance. It adds to the righteous kind of self-confidence that we need. The fifth point, finding fault with yourself or others. Finding fault with yourself and others. I will be talking a lot on that too. Blaming. We can't blame other people. This is why I'm trying to catch the youth early. I mean, young people. Because to plant these things inside them that when they grow up, they're not going to be a person of blaming others, or even a person finding fault with, you know, how it's so easy to grow up and find fault with yourself too. So this is very sensitive. This is a very sensitive subject. Finding fault, not only with seeing faults in yourself, you know, and or others. We have to realize, that's why we need to realize that we need the confidence in who we are. When we have confidence in who we are, we won't allow others. See, this is a whole big ball game here, that when we realize who we are, we won't allow people to, you know, intimidate us, and we won't have to have the need to find fault. See, finding fault, that's just it. We need to wipe fault finding out. You have to wipe fault finding out, because fault finding isn't part of self-confidence. If we are self-confident, we don't find fault. And that's what we're going to dwell on. I'll give examples and more teaching on when we are secure, when we're sure with ourselves. See, and that's it really starts with ourselves. Sometimes we don't like ourselves. We grow up in situations that we don't like ourselves, and then we start finding fault. So again, this is why it's very important that we find surety in who we are. We find the self-confidence we need in our lives, where we're heading to, where we're going. So again, this is very important, very important. If you know somebody that needs, even if they're not a youth, if while I'm reading all this and you know somebody that needs to hear this, please direct them here to the Child Mentoring Fortress here on Blog Talk Radio. A lot of this stuff is very important. We need to secure ourselves. We need to secure ourselves. We need to secure our life. We need to gain that confidence, and to have a confidence about our life while we're living it. Very important. The sixth thing is fear of not doing something because you'll be wrong. How many people, see, this is another, this is something else that will stop your, will give you no self-esteem when you fear something. How can you, so I'm going to be talking about fear and how to wipe it out. And you can't fear to do something because it'll keep you down. You'll never do nothing. You never amount to nothing. Your dreams will never, you will die. You will perish. You'll perish in fear. So we have to wipe out all fear. We have to deal with, so again, it's in self, that's why we have to build self-confidence so we don't have fear, so that if somebody does tell us we're doing wrong, we can, stand up for ourselves, instead of faltering and being cowardly. Like, a lot of people will act like cowards because they're afraid to do something, to be told that they're wrong. And see, this is, we're going to deal with this. We're going to deal with that principle at another date and time. The seventh issue is love replaces all fear. Learning how to love. Learning how to love yourself. Love yourself above all, to love others. But most of all, we know that we need to love God first, really. It says, "What God, love God with all that you are, all that you are." The eighth principle is, listening and stop talking. Hear God. Listen. Stop talking. How many of us just get so, we're so not confident in who we, really in low self-esteem. When you have low self-esteem or no self-esteem, you can get really chatty. You can get very chatty. We have to learn to listen. We need to learn to calm down. We need to accept. We need to accept ourselves. This is part of acceptance. Accept ourselves, accept others. An acceptance. There has to be an acceptance. It's a behavior. How we behave. If we behave in a manner of not being self-assured, then we're going to be talking, and God, we won't be able to hear God. We're not going to be able to hear God. We won't be able to hear the Holy Spirit. This is what's going to batten down our lives, when we can connect with heaven, when we connect in the Spirit. So the eighth point is that we have to learn to listen. and stop our talking, slow down, and allow maybe somebody else to speak, you know, somebody like a servant of the Lord. God sends servants, right? God sends messengers. How many of, you know, how many young people have been sent messengers? This is what we're going to go to through too. How many young people have been sent messengers, but they're not listening because they're talking about their own selves? Sometimes we need to quiet ourselves. Quiet ourselves. So again, I will be going through that in a more thorough way. So these are the eight principles that we're going to be talking on in the next eight episodes. And my hope is that you will stay with me and join me in the Child Mentoring Fortress here on Blog Talk Radio to get more information on these eight principles as I unfold them. Again, these are to be applied. These aren't just to learn and then throw out the window or just to listen to them and, you know, just to be inquisitive. Don't be inquisitive. These are very serious things. These eight principles are very serious issues because they hold keys. They hold keys to the strength and the power that we have in our life. And now in the 21st century, we need, you know, we need to be more confident in who we are. We need to be more stronger and sure. We need to be sure of who we are. And so please, again, please, I hope that you'll stay with me as I'm going through these eight principles, explaining them out. And if you have anybody that would like to be a part of this, please remember to call 845-241-9946. 845-241-9946. I am Antonia, and I say reach for the miracles because they are not fallacies. Thank you, everyone, for joining me either live or out of the archives, and we will see you next time here on Blog Talk Radio in the Child Mentoring Fortress.